But how far would you go for safety, Taylor?
Well, depends. If I'm keeping me safe or you safe, which one?
Well, now they're saying about car helmets with toddlers and, you know, injuries and things going on.
Oh, that's different, right. Yeah, there's been a lot of controversy about that.
All right, so let's find out. We do have an attorney with us. Howard Spiva is here. Howard, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good to have you with us. All right, so tell us about what you've come across.
Well, I'm a trial lawyer, and I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I say doing this, I've been representing people with catastrophic injuries, and my practice has kind of migrated to primarily brain injuries, and I've handled a lot of cases involving children. And about 17, 18 years ago, I've been practicing about 15 years, and we're walking through my office, my sister, who's since passed away, and my wife, and my sister said, hey, there's a lot of pictures of kids. Let's put them all together. And we ended up with about 30 or 40 pictures of kids. And we had kind of a profound, it was kind of a life-changing moment. We realized that every one of those children's injuries were preventable. And the most common being a child when a rear-end collision in the back of the parent's seat breaks and the front, the child's forehead gets caved in. And, you know, we started looking around and we said, you know, we got to do something about this, and we refused to go forward without trying to make a difference. And we went out and bought a bunch of helmets and started giving them away, and then we grew into a charity and got a board of directors and volunteers. And really what
Let me ask you this. So what you're saying is that this helmet is going to make the difference. It's not how the seat is positioned. It's not how the child is positioned. It's what happens. Isn't there a seat belt, is my recollection, my son's an adult now, on that that seat, that car seat that holds the child in? I'm trying to figure out that helmet will stop the head injuries, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm not saying it. The Center for Disease Control and the Pediatric Association is saying it.
Okay.
When they mandated bicycle helmets for bicycles, traumatic brain injuries went down 75% and fatalities went down 85%.
So are we making this into a law? Is that what's happening?
No. No, the last thing I want in our life is more government.
No, but I don't think this is about government. I think this is about keeping children alive. And if it means we have, because we have this big discussion every day about parenting. So if they say, listen, in order for your child to stay alive, it's a necessity for you to have a helmet. We did it with the seat. If I recall, when I was a kid, all I did was sit on the front seat on my mother's lap.
Right.
You know,
here's the thing. Yeah, will a ticket make a parent do it more? I think my position is, look, there are states that don't require you to wear a helmet on a motorcycle. That's not a battle I want to fight. What we do with our organization, which we're going all the way across the country with, is we're educating parents that they can eliminate 75% of brain injuries and 85% of fatalities if they put a plastic helmet on their child's head. And, you know, it's not a big leap. If you look, skateboarders, bicycles, baseball, football, karate, they're wearing helmets everywhere. You know, when I was young, I thought I was too tough to wear a helmet, but bull riders wear helmets today. They're supposed to be tough. So here's the thing. If the Center for Disease Control and the Pediatric Association says that it reduces brain injuries, and then here's the real, this is what will make everyone stop and think. The primary cause of traumatic brain injuries in children under five are in car wrecks. Children under five are already in safety seats. They've already got seat belts. The automobile industry needs to make the seats that break safer. But a side impact can cause them to hit their head on the mirror, the window, or the car frame. So I don't think it's that much of a leap to get them to wear them in car safety seats. I mean, race car drivers wear them.
So I wish Dale Earnhardt Sr. had worn one.
Well, he did, but let me explain.
Not that race.
Yeah, let me explain a lot about cars too. You know,
yeah, please.
A lot of times, you know, seats. You think of back seats like attached to the car. They're just clipped on. The whole back seat can come out. That's how you lift seats out of cars. It is not constructed, and in an accident, you know, a car gets contorted. Things can come out, seats can fly out, things can come in. And his reference about race car drivers, I think, is an avid point, because a race car driver, not the fact that they're going faster, some of the wrecks that you have on the highway are much worse than a race car driver ever goes through. They have the safer barriers and everything. But they go in because they know that they have a better chance of having an accident because of the competition level. They wear helmets, they wear seat belts. Years ago, we didn't wear seat belts because cars didn't even have them back in the 50s, so in the 60s. So we've learned that if you want to be safe, if there's no accident, nothing's ever going to happen. But if there is an accident, you know, to be honest with you, even a driver having a helmet's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and let me tell you how we accomplish this. I've been doing it since 1999. We have events. We go to churches. We go to schools. We go to special events. And we have soldiers there with helmets. We have police officers on horses and motorcycles. We have skateboarders and trick bicyclists. And, you know, and you show the kids, look, you know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Avengers, Thor, you know, Iron Man, whatever. You show them that helmets are cool. I mean, I have parents, and we put stickers on them. You like this? We put the sticker on it. You're putting a child in the child safety seat, and you say, hey, you want to be a karate girl, or you want to be a race car driver, or you want to be, you know, the Avengers, whatever. And I have parents tell me that after we introduce the kids to the helmets and show it, that their kids love them. They won't even take them off to get in the shower.
Well, that would be so pretty funny. Well, I want a picture shower. Of a kid in the shower. With
it is a Brain Injury Awareness Month. And listen, Howard, if people want more information, where would we go?
Go to our charity, headsandhelmet.com. We offer lots of things, everything from books to safety things. We come to events. If any law firms out there or physician's office want to join, we'll show them how to set up and do it. We just want to spread the information so that parents can make decisions for themselves, and we want kids to know that helmets are cool.
All right. Well, all right. Thank you very much for coming on the air with us. We really appreciate it, and great work. Keep up the continued work you're doing. I think it's so important.
You are awesome, and I can't wait to read your book. It outsold one of my favorite books, so I've got to
read
it.
Harper Lee, right.
All right, Howard, thanks a lot. Right, have a good and safe weekend.
Bye-bye.
Make it a great day.